Rock Silberberg.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I don't know about you, but I love the opening of the Major League Baseball season. For the next 7 months, you can watch baseball in any neighborhood sports bar. But over the last few years, I had trouble hearing table conversations during televised games. That's why I'm glad I asked Steve Romeo of Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing a few months ago. He confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, even close friends don't know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in a matter of moments, one of 16 candidates vying for the nomination on the Republican ticket for governor. Barack Silberberg will talk about Governor Sisolak joining six other states in a letter to the president, highlighting the costs of climate inaction. That and about $10, and that'll buy you a Starbucks. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
And he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Norris, a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 Westlake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Ukraine is disputing Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that his forces have taken Mariupol.
Зранку Путін...
This morning, Putin and Shoigu held a meeting. They publicly stated, firstly, that Mariupol had been captured. Secondly, they would not storm the Azovstal plant because they did not want to lose Russian troops. We would have to fight brutal battles in Azovstal. Putin has taken care of Russian soldiers so that they do not die there.
That's Ukrainian presidential advisor Oleksiy Arestovych through a translator. Russian troops have bombarded the southeastern port city since the early days of the war and have largely reduced it to ruins. Top Russian officials have repeatedly claimed it was about to fall, but Ukrainian forces have stubbornly held on. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network this may end up as a war of attrition.
The Russians are going to continue to pour in a lot of new equipment, a lot of new personnel. And the Ukrainians, of course, have their best forces along that line of contact that are well dug in.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a new Republican-backed state law that led Kentucky's two remaining abortion clinics to halt the procedure. The clinics went to court seeking to overturn the legislation and asked that the law be blocked while the case is being litigated. Passed by the legislature, the law bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy and requires women to be examined by a doctor before receiving abortion pills. It also contains new reporting requirements that the Kentucky clinics claimed they couldn't immediately comply with. Worries about the Fed increasing interest rates sent Wall Street down today, the Dow dropping 368 points, the NASDAQ down by 278, the S&P lower by 65. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can do?
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A Palo Verde High School student has been arrested after assaulting a teacher. One of three arrests made just yesterday in the Clark County School District. The 17-year-old boy entered a classroom that he wasn't supposed to be in. And when the teacher asked him to leave, he shoved the teacher several times before leaving the campus. The student was later arrested. A student at Sawyer Middle School was arrested after waving a pair of scissors at school staff. And a student at Foothill High was arrested after she pulled out a knife while leaving a classroom. The arrests come just one day after protests at El Dorado High School. That's where students and school staff said nothing has been done to make the school safer since that violent assault of a teacher earlier this month. Discount Air Carrier, which is about to begin service to Las Vegas, is already adding more cities to its list. Breeze Airways is scheduled to start service to three cities from Las Vegas in June, with four more to come in August. The Salt Lake City-based company now says it's adding a daily nonstop trip from Las Vegas from Westchester County in New York and twice-weekly service to Las Vegas, and that's going to be from Hartford, Connecticut. More and more people coming into Las Vegas Airport.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for activity on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. Otherwise, slow flow is 15 south there at Oakey. And gusty winds, especially if you're out there on Interstate 11 near the Arizona border. And remember those lane restrictions downtown on Interstate 515.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, and we always save our best for last. We always do that. And that's why Barack Zilberberg's joining us, Republican candidate for governor, is joining us in studio. And you've been traveling around the state. You've been going to all kinds of different events. You've been talking to a lot of people. Tell me what you're hearing.
Well, people are complaining about the fact that there's no affordability, there's no housing, there's a crisis in these aspects. People are getting outbid in their real estate as far as getting into houses. So we have a problem. We have a serious problem, inflation through the roof, everything's through the roof now. And you know what? I believe Governor Sisnak, our current governor, he wants to join six states, right? And in regards to the environmental protection, is that what it is?
The cost of climate inaction.
Instead of our governor being on the ground here and focusing on our people and our inflation and what's going on here and the homeless and the tragedies and the 44% crime rate here, which Joe Lombardo is our sheriff right now, nobody's concentrating on the ground here, but now he's thinking about, the environmental protection. So what is the use of bringing all this environmental protection when other countries are blowing smoke, they're blowing industries through the air, they're not even getting smog checks on their vehicles? So what are we doing? We're cleaning the air here and then the rest of the world isn't? This is an affiliation of the whole world. This is not just the United States. So you knuckleheads out there, what you guys are doing, you're just blowing our money away. Remember that. We work so hard for our money and we contribute to our tax system and we don't have faith in our government because people like you, Sisolak, and Biden, we don't have faith in you guys. You guys are donkeys, simply donkeys. Don't know what you're doing. You don't know what direction you're going. You're just doing things out of emotion and not for the people. You know, you guys, Sisolak, guess what? You're out soon. You know, you're out. And I'll be in the debate with you too. I tell you right now, and I'm going to knock all of my opponents down in the Republican Party, and I'm not going to knock you down too. So watch out, buddy, who's coming your way. I'm like a semi-truck coming in, you know? So, and then you're going to go ahead and give me the keys to the mansion. You're going to hand them to me and congratulate me too. You watch and see. I, in hindsight, see everything in the future. So mark my words, Mr. Sisolak.
I want to ask you about something you touched on. You rolled through a whole bunch of stuff, okay? But we talk about the crime wave that is hitting our state. It's hitting blue states and blue cities all across America, and that is crime. And the worst
part of this is that it's the worst kind of crime. It's pedophilia. It's human trafficking. It's rape. Yeah. It's murder. We're seeing more and more of it each day. Yeah.
What's happening is because of the inflation, all of the rising costs that's going on. People don't know what to do. And then not only that, human trafficking and the pedophile has been for ages, especially in the Democratic Party and the parties that go ahead and you know, the Loyola Express, you know, with Mr. Epstein, you know, that they practice those type of measures and they allow those measures. I tell you, under my administration, the Zilberberg administration, those who play with children will get their testicles castrated. That'll be their punishment. So we won't have these type of functions anymore. People who rape intentionally and proven in the court of law, and they're acquitted for human trafficking or they're acquitted for pedophilia, you're going to get your testicles. And you know what? In my administration, if the child doesn't want a child, which she doesn't want, she has the right to abort it, you know, because this guy, he forced himself onto this child, you know, and then it goes.
So you're
down,
for an exception, rape and incest?
I'm sorry?
You're for an exemption when, you know,
yeah,
on
yeah,
abortion?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because if a child isn't ready for a child in the world, because she's a child too, you know, how is she going to bring up her child, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
well, can I stop you right there?
And then, you know, in the human trafficking, they abduct these children from the border and all kinds of measures. Okay, they open the borders, right? They don't want to close the borders. So they open them up, and then they abduct these children. And what they do is they sell their organs for monetary reasons, you know, to people who need organs and what have you. And they go ahead and they force him into labor measures and into sexual acts. It's horrendous what they do.
Can I ask you, though, that even when people end up getting arrested or they get caught in an FBI sting, they still end up having to go before liberal judges who want to let everybody out of jail. Nobody should be behind bars. Do we need less judges?
Well, the judges here, the judicial system here is very poor. I've been speaking with everybody across the board. The judges are not judges here. You know, they're all corrupt. They all accept bribes, you know, and they contradict with the bribes and the corruption. That's what's happening. So when I become governor, I will clean up the judicial system. I will clean up all of the systems that is needed, get integral people in those positions, and have them run, just like I'm running, have them run and let the people choose who they want in these positions. People see right through. You know, people are not stupid. I'm always engaged with people, and I hear people. And the one thing, and the art of me, is listening. I listen very closely, and I comprehend. So by comprehending and listening, I educate myself as to being the best governor there is. So with that said, you know, I'm going to put measures for the people, and I'll put consequences in place. So now once I do that, there won't be any more rapes, no pedophilia, no human trafficking, and we'll be all done with this because people will know the consequences. Now, the other thing is what I like to do in the Zilberberg administration. I'm talking to you as governor, and I'm president too as well, but let's talk about governor.
One step at a time.
Yeah, let's do one step at a time. Now, as far as we said about, we said pedophilia, we said human trafficking, but what about people who actually intentionally murder people for no reason? Those people have to be addressed with the death penalty, period. Under my administration, they shouldn't be alive. We're not going to house a person that has intentionally killed someone for 30 years in jail. Each year that passes and transpires by is $50,000 to $60,000 a year. So we house this scumbag, okay, for 30 years. That means it equates to $1.5 million in a 30-year period, you know. So what are we doing here? So why don't we just inject him? I don't know. Injecting is very kind. To inject him televised in national TV as to what the consequences are when you go ahead and intentionally murder someone. Those will be the consequences. And I guarantee you, you won't have these instances of murders, rapes, pedophilia, and you won't have human trafficking under my administration, under my state of Nevada.
I want to ask you, because you've got a solution, a number of solutions for crime, pedophilia, rape, murder, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a solution for this inflation? I mean, what can a governor do? What can you as governor do to get this darn inflation under control?
Well, what's going to happen is when I'm administrated as governor, okay, I'll be governor. I have signals with D.C. So whoever is there in positions of power, president or what have you, I'll direct them as to what I think should be done, you know, and that's what I want to do. By me being governor, I opened myself out to many, many other things and people and leadership in all aspects. So I will have a direct connect with D.C. for sure, and I'll be a very influential in that aspect.
Again, Barack Zilberberg joining us, candidate for governor, one of 16 candidates traversing the state. And one of the things that I know comes up when you talk with people up north, I don't hear it as much down here, and that is the issue of water. We all mm-hmm. take water for granted. You're mm-hmm. drinking out of a bottle of water. I've got a fountain of water out here.
So what has our governor done now? You know, he's thinking about our clean energy and all that, but he's not thinking about the water. We're diminished with water. We don't have water. He hasn't done nothing. This guy has to go now. Forget November. He has to step out now. I need to go in there now. He needs to exit out now, and we can make a change. I'm wasting time running. I'm
telling
you.
So what's the plan? For water.
Water? What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that California, I'm going to see the agreements in place that we have. Okay, once I see the agreements, I will know where our diverting or where our water is diverting. Once I identify that, then I'm going to go ahead and address these issues to the states, you know, that our water is diverting, that we don't have water. We must keep our water intact in Lake Mead, and we need to serve our communities here, especially growing communities. We have a huge influx of population coming in here, too. We need water. That's number one. Number two is, once I identify the agreements, I'm going to go ahead and tell California, Texas, other boundaries where they have water, you know, and their circumferences to pull the water out from the oceans and the seas, gulfs, desalinize, so that you could replenish your water sources and replenish our water sources as well. So
and just so everybody knows, the oceans have an infinite amount of water. I mean, there's no limit.
Yeah, it's limitless. So there's other countries that has. We're so behind in this country. We don't even have high speed transit systems. We don't have desalination process plants. We don't have a lot of things here. We're so far behind because of our leadership. You know, our leadership sucks. That's all what's to it. And they're diverting their attentions to other things where we really need our attention and focused in our great nation, the United States of America, and particularly here in the great state of Nevada. I mean, Corley. I mean, that's where if someone is governing or as a leader in a certain state or a nation or what have you, you should look at all the perspectives and understand what you're doing, you know. And also, people should be in business in these type of positions. People should have run successful businesses in the past, flourishing businesses, in order to run a state or a country. If you haven't ran a business, then leadership is in your answer right now. I'm telling you, and politics doesn't work. It's corrupt. And the lobbyists have to go. The lying lawyers have to go too. Anything that starts with the L, lawyers, liars, liars, lawyers, lobbyists, it starts with L.
Let me ask you, though. You look at some of the campaigns that are out there, some of the gubernatorial campaigns, Senate campaigns. A lot of outside money is flowing into the state right now and will for the next 57 days mm-hmm. till Election Day.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about a plan to ban some of that out-of-state money?
Well, depends where the money, what is it meant to do or what the function of the money that's coming in. I mean, is it coming in for infrastructure? Is it coming in for our health? Is it coming in for just our candidates on the Democratic side that are running? I don't know what it's coming for, but depending on what it comes for, then we should put it to best use and not, you know, on one party and another party. This is all about red, white, and blue. We are the United States of America. We're not the divided states of America. At the end of the day, when I become governor, I'll have to serve all. I have to serve all parties, all races, all nationalities, all genders, all sexual orientations, anybody across the board that are Americans, I need to serve. So with that said, you know, I got to bring them together. I got to bring everybody together and make measures and movements for all the people. And that's what it's all about.
Barack, I know that you've been making a lot of speeches. You've been meeting with groups. I know you're traveling. Can you talk about what your campaign needs right now from folks that are listening and they're saying, man, this guy's really interesting. I really like what he says. What is there that you need that they can give you?
Well, a lot of people say, oh, I need donations. Everybody says I need donations. With my case, I don't need donations. I'm self-funding my own campaign. What I need really is your vote. People, you like me, you like my positions, you like my platforms, you like what I have to say, you like what I want to do here for the great state of Nevada, I ask you to vote Barack Zilberberg, governor of Nevada. That's all what I ask at this point. And now the primaries are coming. We're 2 months into 2 months short of the elections. All of you need to vote. And if you want to vote for me, you have to go to the Republican Party. Register as a Republican Party, and then you see my name, Barack Zilberberg, go ahead, punch it in, or I don't know how the machine will work, but make sure that I'm voted in, you know, and then I'll be in office. And then there's two votes, one in the primaries, June 14th, another vote over in the general elections to wipe out Sisolak. Everybody wants Sisolak out, so vote for me on November 8th. Now, on or before, okay, on or before. So June 14, November 8th, those are the dates. Barack Zilberberg.
And don't forget, the early voting begins May 28th, and the ballots are going to go out first or second week of May. So make sure that you're aware that this election is on top of us.
I hope we have election integrity, seriously, and I'm going to be quarterly with a magnifying glass on this issue, and I'm going to make sure that no one's going to take anything away from anybody. Everybody has the right to vote, and constitutionally we have to practice, you know, our rights constitutionally. So nobody will divert it. Nobody will sidetrack this whole thing. It's all about the people. It's about you, the people. The power is for you, the people. Not the public servants, not the governors, not the presidents, nobody else but you. We are to serve strictly you, the people, by the people, for the people, and with the people.
And that website again is?
www.barackzilberberg.com, spelled BarackZilberberg.com. Please check me out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. I'm all over the place.
Check I love me, it.
And then, you know, check out my website. You know, I have all my positions is what I want to do going into office on the first day. I want to sign executive orders so that we put things into perspective. You know, that's what I'm going to do.
Barack, thanks so much. Always good to see you. Safe travels out there. And we will talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless. God bless the United States. God bless Nevada, Battleborn, and God bless you all.
Barack Zilberberg, Republican candidate for governor here in Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for